You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How did we get on this conversation yesterday off the air? We were laughing, talking about the various places that women have gone into labor.
Yeah, and I think we were just kind of goofing on our own, like trying to joke about like the most embarrassing and worst places that could happen, you know. And they're like, let's make this a topic because I'm sure it's happened. So I posted it on my MySpace page this morning, and yeah, the stories are rolling in, and we're gonna want more today. So the phones are gonna be wide open if you want to call us and tell us where you went into labor. 303-691-1649. I appreciate all the comments. I went into labor at home and I went into labor at the hospital. That's very nice that you're commenting that. Not really what we're looking for. Carissa said, right in the middle of a golf course, she went into labor. Tracy said, my water broke at a Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Oh, man, that sounds horrible.
One of our salespeople a few years ago, his wife went into labor. It was like during the seventh inning stretch at a Rockies game at Coors Field. They had all stood up to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game or whatever, and
surprise.
They had to hustle her out of the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Hey, well, I mean, you know, it sounds embarrassing or whatever, but this is natural. Like, this is supposed to happen. It's a beautiful thing. But I guess, like, when Caitlin here says, I went into labor during the first Wonder Woman movie in 2017, kind of puts a damper on the film. She says, I guess the movie was just too loud.
Now, don't you hear the stories of people who go into labor in places like that, and then they name the child something that has
sure.
to do with it? Like at Coors Field, I mean, I can't remember if they had a son or a daughter, but if it was a son, would you name him Rocky? I mean,
maybe.
Would you just
maybe a
do
middle
that?
Name? You I know, don't maybe.
You know, you've also heard about people who go into labor in, you know, stuck in traffic.
Yep.
And so they name their child Accord.
Yes.
Or...
This is my son, Tahoe. Yeah. There's a lot of those actually in here. A lot of in the car, on the way to the hospital. Claire commented and said, I went into labor in my dad's Jeep. While we were driving to the hospital, the Jeep overheated and caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
I need a follow-up, Claire. You're leaving me hanging here. And then what happened? Did you make it to the hospital? Joy says, in my sleep. I actually went into labor in my sleep. My husband woke me up to ask me if I was okay and realized I wasn't. So
oh
that's,
God.
I've never heard of that.
Mm-mm.
It's usually when everybody's awake.
So my son, I have one child, and he was a scheduled C-section. So I never had to deal with this,
mm-hmm.
right? It
yep.
was like, hey, how's Thursday at like 1 o'clock work for you guys? Yeah, that's great. So there was nothing like that. However, I can't deny that it went through my mind, how would I handle it if we were out somewhere and there wasn't time to get her to a hospital? In other words, would I be able to assist in the delivery of a child? Because I see those stories of, you know, cops and stuff who, you know, help a woman in the backseat of a car give birth. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, I guess you don't have any
in
choice.
In the moment,
I mean,
yeah,
you have
you gotta
to
do
help,
it.
But I'm just thinking that I would be so freaked out.
Right. There's that some sort of instinct that would kick in, and adrenaline and something primal or something, that I think you would just do it, you know?
And I don't want to come across as completely naive, but the problem is I'm naive about all of this. And so I'm confused because I see in movies or something where they're like, no, don't push yet. Don't push. Don't push. And then the other times they're saying, push, push. And
yeah.
in my head, I'm going, how do you know the difference?
Push, don't like, push.
When
I think you would know.
Well, I don't think so.
You would know.
In the shows that I've watched, they'd be like, whatever you do, don't let her push. And I'm like, why not?
Why? That's the whole point.
Well, I know, but obviously there are some instances
you
when you shouldn't
push.
And I don't know. And so that I would be in the back seat of the car saying, should you push? I don't know. Maybe not. Can you?
Make up your mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm stupid.
Gosh.
I don't know about that. I've never had to do it. Mm-hmm. I haven't been trained. I'm not an EMT. I'm not a first responder. I don't know.
Should be one of those classes they had in high school, like balancing your budget, investing, and delivering a baby.
Delivering children.
Needs to be added to the curriculum.
I'm sorry, but I don't know how to do that.
Well,
you know, and there's the thing, you got to get hot water. What do you do with the hot water? I don't know how to, you know, when you cut the cord, where do you cut the cord? Like, you don't know either, so don't
I do.
Like
I've cut the cord, so I would know at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
But really, it's not. I mean, you just pull it out and you give it a snip.
Yeah, but where? Like, close to her? Close to the child?
Just close your eyes and go for it.
I don't know where it is.
Actually, I think at that point, you would probably wait to cut the cord. You wouldn't do that. You'd probably wait till somebody arrived.
What if somebody wasn't going to arrive for the next hour?
Maybe you cut the cord. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm saying this, you know, I've always said on this show that three of the most important words in the universe are, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And people like to pretend like they know everything. Oh, I saw this on TV or I saw this in a movie. And I'm like, screw that. Mm-hmm. I have no, I would be the least helpful person at a birthing situation. And I'm not too proud to admit it.
You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself when basically you would just have to sit there and put your hands out.
I guess.
Really, the situation isn't about you, Dom.
Well, I'm just saying I would feel like a woman would want
offer
some sort
comfort,
of
comfort, offer support.
Some sort of assistance,
and
something.
Just wait.
I'm not saying that I would be the star of
no,
the show.
But nature's going to take hold and things are just going to happen.
Well, then why do you always hear in the news so-and-so assisted, you know, in the backseat of a car?
But you got to be there to catch. You know, you got to help.
That's it?
You got to get...
Oh, well, I can catch.
See, you can... Whoop. It's like catching a football.
That was like a gold glover
See,
in
quit
baseball.
Quit putting so much pressure on yourself.
Hold on a second. We've got a call. Right. Josh tells me that it's about pushing. Hi, Karen. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us?
My daughter was, when I was in labor, the doctor, the nurses are telling me, don't push, don't push. And I'm yelling at them, I'm not pushing. And they're yelling at the doctor, turn around, because he's washing his hands. And they're like, get over here, get over here. And then there's a little table that goes between the, that gets pushed in when the doctor sits down. Mm-hmm. And my daughter flopped out onto that little table.
See, nature took hold.
But she wasn't, they were telling her not to push.
So it really doesn't matter. The baby's just going to come out anyway.
Karen,
pushing or no pushing.
Thank you for that call. All that does is confuse me even more because there's Karen saying, I was told not to push.
No, that makes the situation easier on you. You just sit and wait with your hands in your lap.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, fellas. Get this. Years ago when I was in high school, I had to play doctor and help my sister give birth to her son at home. In the bathroom, in the tub.
Well,
and it was quite the
wow.
experience.
I
so
bet.
What was your role in all of that?
I delivered the baby.
No, but Jeremy is saying that you don't have to do anything.
You just sat there and waited.
No, I didn't. Actually,
what did you do?
What was your role?
My role was to...
You don't know.
See,
never
he doesn't
mind.
Even know. He's making this all up. My role was to just sit there and feel awkward because it was my sister.
That would be the thing.
That's the worst part.
How can you deliver a baby when you're so busy averting your eyes?